If you ask me about the three most important things that customer success managers do, I will answer communication, communication, and communication. For a CSM, communication is the bread and butter. And we don't just communicate externally, we also communicate internally within multiple teams. Mostly, our work is to coordinate with sales, finance, product, or support teams, and it could be for anything. The idea behind this is to work together towards a common goal and be more productive. But the bigger question is, how do you communicate well without budging the other team members? Well, we will discuss the same in this episode. So let's get straight to the point. Hey guys, welcome back to the CS Mentor Podcast, All Things Customer Success. This is episode number 25. I'm your host Ankit, and this is the last episode in the interview question series. Let's first understand why internal communication is important. Consider you bought a car and you are steering left, but instead the car is going towards right. Then you try applying brake, but the speed increases. Do you see a problem? Well, the same happens when the multiple departments of the company are not in sync. That's why it's crucial that all the teams are on the same page. And if you talk about tools, there is actually no standard one. I have seen companies using Slack, Microsoft Teams, even Gmail or something like Skype for the internal communication. So you can safely assume that any messaging platform could just work here. The idea is to do internal collaboration. If we talk about types, internal communication has many types, but they generally fall under three different segments. First one is top-down communication. The second one is bottom-up. And the third one is lateral communication. Let me give you more details on each of these segments. First one, in the top-down communication, the communication is run by the top management and it's then shared with all or the selected group. A good tool for this approach would be something like a dashboard or maybe an announcement channel on Slack or Team. In bottom-up communication, the team members working on a project share the crucial or summarized information with the upper level. And that further reaches the top management after multiple refinements. A good example for this approach would be surveys. Consider type form, Google form, or anything. The third one is lateral communication, and it is also called cross-functional collaboration. It involves sharing of information from one department to the another department and can be done both on employee-to-employee level or heads level. This third segment may become complex at times because all the departments have their own KPIs and it sometimes becomes arduous to fit in additional requirements. A great suggestion for this would be to empathize with other team members and try to understand their point of view. Give them enough time to take up your request while clearly mentioning the priority of request. Tell them that the customer is asking for this feature and they are looking at this timeline. Maybe they can do something about it or they can give you a quick fix. For all kind of internal and external communication, relationships goes long way. If you have a good personal relationship with another person or the department, your request is more likely to be prioritized. I hope this episode would have provided you enough insights on internal communication and you would be able to answer questions regarding this during your next interview. If you still have some doubts and you want to discuss this further, why not start a discussion on the CS Mentor discussion group? And if you need any further help, just feel free to reach out to me. I would be happy to assist you with any queries. You were listening to the CS Mentor podcast, All Things Customer Success. My name is Ankit, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Till then, take care.